What is the kind of faith that saves us? It certainly isn't just a mental assent to the truth. The Bible says that the demons believe in God and they tremble because of it. They know that they are without hope of redemption or forgiveness. They understand who Jesus is. They know him. They fear him. They tremble at the thought of him. They believe in him, but they do not have faith in him. Sometimes we substitute that word believe and faith. As long as we understand that belief in Jesus that saves us is having faith in the promises of God, and it's believing them simply because God said them, believing them because Jesus said the truth, and we believe in that truth, and he promised us eternal life if we would place our trust in him, and he promised us that he would send the Holy Spirit. All these promises. Listen to what it says in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and how the Apostle Paul talks about faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaks to us. By faith Enoch was taken up, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing where he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. It is believing in the promises of God, believing in the promises of Jesus Christ, believing in them so much that we order our whole life around those promises. We order our whole life so that the love of God is supreme in our life, and we strive to do His will for us. That's faith, believing it enough to do something about it. Do you see in this scripture that I just read? By faith, Abel offered. By faith, Noah prepared an ark. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, he went out. By faith, he traveled in the land of promise as in a strange country. You see, there's a verb with all this teaching about faith. They believed God's promises enough that they obeyed him and ordered their whole lives around those promises. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the promise of eternal life that Jesus gave us. And we know those are true because Jesus was raised from the dead. And he said, if I live, you will live. I believe those promises, Lord. I'm ordering my life around them. I believe in you. I will receive your grace. And I will walk in the light of truth. In Jesus' name, amen.